Exam questions usually come with an Ordnance Survey map and will therefore have questions based on it. In June 2010, an OS map of the area around the Norfolk Broads was provided, and the following 6-mark question was asked. The area on the Ordnance Survey map extract attracts tourists. Suggest why and use map evidence in your answer. As a 6-mark question, this would have been a levelled question with 3 levels. Level 1 basic, which would be 1 to 2 marks. Level 2 clear, which would be 3 to 4 marks. And level 3 detailed, which would be 5 to 6 marks. Now, crucially, you need to read the question very carefully. Here it was saying the area on the Ordnance Survey map attracts tourists, suggest why. So you need to look at the whole map. Second most important thing here is it says use map evidence in your answer. So you want to get as many examples of place names as you can from the map extract that you're given in the exam, and also where possible, definitely try and use at least 4-figure grid references to really pinpoint down your use of map evidence to demonstrate to the examiner. So for this particular question, an example which would have got 5 out of 6 marks is as follows. The area on the map has a range of tourist attractions. These include indoor attractions such as the Craft Centre north of Hoverton, which might be popular during wet weather, as well as outdoor attractions such as the nature reserve at Barton Broad. Barton Broad might also be attractive during the summer for walks or boating activities. This is a detailed response which develops the idea of why the area as a whole might be attractive to tourists, and it also makes clear use of map evidence, quoting place names and feature names from the map. Also important to get full marks, 6 out of 6, you need to have good structure, good use of sentences and paragraphs, and very few, if any, spelling and punctuation errors.